I stood before a shimmering gateway amid the rubble that used to be an upscale mall in Columbia, Maryland. Eryx was going to kill me for this. That is, if the elves or the demons on the other side of that gateway didn't kill me first.
Are you going to go through, or spend all of eternity staring at it?
The gate guardian asked me testily. He was an angel, but a minor type of angel that didn't really inspire any sort of awestruck respect. And he was a jerk. Although if I had to spend 100 years in a pile of rubble staring at a gateway in case a demon came through, I'd probably be a jerk too. In a minute. I need to prepare. There was nothing to prepare for. Walk through, meet a demon escort on the other side. Go help a group of humans in hell grow crops in what was fast becoming a desert. Try not to get killed. In return for that, Eryx would receive immunity. Immunity was important, because Eryx was one of those demons that angels such as this gate guardian were supposed to kill on sight. I loved Eryx, and having him turned into a pile of sand by an angel would put a serious cramp in our relationship. This whole no demons thing meant we'd been sneaking around since we met. Every time things got dicey and one of us had to use our special abilities, angels came running, which meant Eryx had to hightail it back to hell, which meant a separation of months that was making me cranky. Of course, I wasn't technically supposed to be frolicking around on the human side of the gates either, but the angels liked elves, and in their eyes, that's exactly what I seemed to be. It was to my advantage that my succubus half remained hidden to them. Although in hell, I'd be better off as a full succubus and not an exotic half-breed that would bring all kinds of unwanted attention and most likely my death. Risk death and gain immunity for my beloved. It was a good bargain, in my opinion. I just needed to work up the nerve to walk through that gateway.
Any day now, elf,
the gate guardian drawled. He sat down on a chunk of concrete with rusty rebar sticking out of it and spread his wings.
Although I have no idea why you want to go back to hell. You all just got here, and here is a whole lot better than hell.
I'm sure it was. The elves had begun some strange migration from the land of the demons. I wasn't certain what spurred their exodus, but the whole thing worried me. This was my safe space, where I could blend in with the humans, go to college, get a great job, make a future with my incubus boyfriend. Yes, I needed the energy generated through sexual activity to survive as a half-succubus, but as far as the humans were concerned, that just made me a bit on the slutty side. None of them was trying to kill me. But with a bunch of elves invading the place I'd always called home, that might change. Maybe I should stay in hell. Maybe I should stop procrastinating and walk through that gateway. I took a deep breath, shut my eyes, and stepped forward. The first thing that hit me once the disorienting vertigo settled was the heat.